This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The hand of Yahuwah is heavy upon Edom, and the signs multiply with each sunrise. For too long, the nations have believed their own narratives of strength and prosperity, blind to the rot that festers beneath the surface. But the scales are falling and the truth is being revealed. Edom's grip is loosening, its foundations crumbling. We witness not merely political events, but the unfolding of ancient prophecies, the judgment of Yahuwah against those who have opposed his covenant people. Consider the words spoken through Jeremiah, a warning echoing across the millennia. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from Yahuwah. We see this curse manifested in the modern state of Israel, willingly accepting the hand of Edom, trading true sovereignty for fleeting security. Benjamin Netanyahu's recent confession, detailing Senator Lindsey Graham's demand for continued military assistance, isn't a diplomatic exchange. It's a public admission of vassalage. Graham doesn't offer aid. He demands continued dependence. This is not partnership, but the perpetuation of a master-servant relationship, a modern echo of the ancient subjugation prophesied against Israel. They prioritize the weapons of Edom over the favor of Yahuwah, and the judgment continues to mount. The sword of Yahuwah is being unsheathed, and Edom feels the edge. The weight of their arrogance is becoming unbearable. Observe the cracks appearing in their strongholds, the weakening of their economies. Isaiah 34 speaks of a land brought to desolation, its sinners destroyed. This isn't hyperbole, it's a present reality. We see it in the fraying infrastructure, the diminishing returns, the rising tide of nations challenging their dominance. China's surge isn't simply economic growth, it's a shifting of the sands, a challenge to Edom's long-held control. They built their empires on deception and exploitation, and Yahuwah will not allow such foundations to stand. They chase fleeting profits while the foundations of righteousness decay, blinded by their own hubris. And the decay isn't confined to distant lands. Look to Germany, once a symbol of order, now consumed by internal chaos. Reports detailing the staggering percentage of foreign-born suspects in violent crimes, specifically the gang rape cases, are not mere statistics. They are a consequence of Edom's deliberate policies, of open borders and the influx of lawlessness. Deuteronomy 28 lays out the curses that fall upon those who reject the covenant and embrace wickedness. The 751 victims reported aren't numbers. They are souls wounded by the consequences of Edom's sin. This is a manifestation of judgment, a demonstration of what happens when a nation turns away from the laws of Yahuwah. Scattered Israel, heed this warning. Do not be deceived by the promises of Edom, for their kingdoms are built on sand. The pattern of deceit continues, most recently exposed in the Balkans. Jared Kushner's Albanian land grab, the alleged use of forged deeds to acquire ancestral lands, is not an isolated incident. It's a continuation of a long-standing practice, the dispossession of rightful owners, the plunder of resources, all driven by the insatiable greed of Edom. The Kushner family, deeply entrenched within the Western power structures, embodies this predatory spirit. And the modern state of Israel, so often presented as a beacon of righteousness, is inextricably linked to these same forces of exploitation. The occupation of Palestine, the oppression of the scattered tribes, these are all manifestations of the same wickedness. Protests are erupting in Albania, a righteous indignation rising from the people. They recognize the injustice, the theft of their heritage. This awakening is a sign of the times, a harbinger of the coming reckoning. Yahuwah is stirring the hearts of the oppressed, exposing the lies and dismantling the structures of Edom. This isn't a call for political solutions or earthly alliances. It is a call to return to the covenant, to seek the favor of Yahuwah above all else. The remnant of Israel, scattered across the nations, must awaken to their true identity and purpose. The time is short. The judgment on Edom is underway. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.